On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Kieran Corr.
Entertainer Ronnie Corbett has died at the age of 85. His publicist says he passed away today surrounded by his family. Claire has the details for KMFM.
Ronnie Corbett is best known for being one half of the Two Ronnies alongside Ronnie Barker, widely regarded as one of the funniest duos of their generation.
No fork handles. Handles for forks.
He was a versatile comic specialising in long, rambling jokes told from an oversized armchair with his legs dangling in the air. His long career spanning six decades included theatre and film roles. Most recently, he was in extras with Ricky Gervais, the comedian paying tribute on Twitter today, calling Ronnie a legend.
Police investigating the death of a pensioner found bludgeoned at his home in Biddenden have made more arrests. 73-year-old Roy Blackman was found at a property on Headcorn Road 10 days ago. Two 36-year-old men from the Cranbrook area are being held on suspicion of murder. Another man arrested last week remains on police bail.
KMFM News.
Postmortems are due to be carried out on the bodies of a man and a woman found at a house in Canterbury following a suspected stabbing. The 40 and 47-year-old were discovered at the property in Dickens Avenue on Tuesday night. A 17-year-old boy who was injured is now stable in hospital. Police have been given more time to question a man being held on suspicion of murder, while two women have been arrested on suspicion of perverting the course of justice. The Prime Minister's ruled out nationalisation, but he insists the government's doing everything it can to resolve the steel crisis. Unions want the government to at least take temporary control of Tata Steel after the Indian firm said it was selling its UK business. But the Prime Minister doesn't think that's the way forward.
I don't believe nationalisation is the right answer. What we want to do is secure a long-term future for Port Talbot and for other steelmaking plants in the United Kingdom. Now, this is an issue where I've had teams of ministers working for months to help this industry.
A motorcyclist is still in a critical condition in a London hospital following a crash on the M2. A motorbike, car and lorry were involved in a collision on the coastbound carriageway near the slip road at Junction 4 for Gillingham just after 5 last night. The man who was injured is in his 20s and from Sheerness. Police want to hear from any witnesses. A Kent man who filmed himself downing a litre bottle of vodka and posted it online has been slammed by health experts. Andy Doherty from Folkestone took part in the so-called Iron Liver Challenge and shared the footage on his vlog. He takes just over a minute to drink the alcohol and says viewers should suggest other challenges. Kent GP Dr. Julian Spink says he's concerned it'll catch on.
It really worries me that it's one of these fashions that go around fed by social media, which actually can end up harming people. The amount of alcohol that person is taking in such a short time will very easily push them over to actually having alcohol toxicity.
An ambulance crew member's been taken to hospital after the emergency vehicle they were in crashed in West Kent. It came off Pembury Road at around 5:40 this morning. No patients were inside. The worker's been taken to Tunbridge Wells Hospital as a precaution. A Kent schoolboy says he's hoping to raise hundreds of pounds to provide homeless people with toiletries. 11-year-old Finn Collins wants to deliver dozens of packs through charities that work with people on the streets. He came up with the idea after suffering from sore lips in the cold weather and thought many homeless couldn't afford lip balm.
I just hope it makes them feel better. I just hope everyone thinks that helping homeless is a good thing, or helping anyone really.
And Emily Blunt says her new film is a fantastic movie for women. As well as herself, The Huntsman Winter's War stars Jessica Chastain and Charlize Theron and is the sequel to Snow White and the Huntsman.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
In cricket, England will find out later who they'll play in Sunday's final of the World 2020. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, host India and the West Indies clash in Mumbai this afternoon. Owen Morgan's side booked their place after a comfortable win over New Zealand in their semi-final yesterday. Elsewhere in cricket, England's women's head coach Mark Robinson says his team need to work on their fitness if they want to dominate their sport. Kent Charlotte Edwards' side missed out on a place in the final of the Women's World 2020, losing by 5 runs to Australia. Robin says only small details separate the two sides.
There's nothing between these two teams. We've got to get fitter. We're not fit enough. They outran us. See, athleticism is something that you're given by God, but your actual aerobic fitness is something we've got to get better. We've got to toughen up a little bit. We've got to get a few more warriors like the captain.
And in tennis, Johanna Konta went out of the Miami Open last night. The British number one was beaten in straight sets in her quarter-final by Victoria Azarenka.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.